Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He is tending the sheep." He sent for him and had him brought in. David was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." The prophet Samuel had come to Bethlehem so that God could choose the next king of Israel. The king would be one of the sons of Jesse. So Jesse had seven of his sons pass in front of Samuel. Right away, Samuel noticed Eliab, who likely had a tall, kingly stature. Samuel thought to himself, "Surely this man will be the one God chooses." But God wasn't choosing Eliab, Abinadab, Shammah, or any of the other four sons Jesse had with him that day. Samuel said, "Are all your sons here?" Jesse replied, "Well, there's still the youngest." Jesse didn't even think it was worth bringing his youngest son, David, in from the field for the prophet's visit. He was an afterthought. But David was not an afterthought to God. He was the next king of Israel. God doesn't always operate the way we think he would. He doesn't choose or prefer only those who have high earthly standing. He cherishes the lowly, the afflicted, the humble. The afterthoughts of the world are not afterthoughts to God. No matter who you were or where you stood in the pecking order of life, at your baptism, God lifted you up as his own. He claimed you as his child. Even if you feel like an afterthought to the world, you are God's treasured possession and an heir of his kingdom. You're never an afterthought for God. Gracious Lord, thank you for lifting me up. Thank you for never treating me like an afterthought. Thank you for choosing me to be your own and live under you in your kingdom. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.